Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. It seems like the only thing that can stop construction season in Minnesota is winter, but that could change. Republican House Transportation Chair John Kosnick of Lakeville says he wants to look at a new method of road construction that could benefit all of us.
Taking a look at some harder ways to maintain and build our roads with maybe thicker pavements. You just spend a little bit more up front, but the pavement will last longer and you don't have to rip up the road as frequently. It'll last 40 years instead of 20 years.
Kosnick says the idea is called the Resilient Pavement Program, and he would like more discussion on it during the next legislative session. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office says the body of a 76-year-old man was found floating near his canoe on Shannon Lake, which is located about 7 miles from Chisholm. Law enforcement identified the man as Louis Vattel, who was from Chisholm. First responders say the man was not wearing a life jacket. Earlier yesterday morning, he told family members that he was going out to check the wild rice, which he has done for years. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has put a planned increase to feedlot permit application fees on hold. Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association Legislative Chair Chris Wollum says the nearly 50% increase for air permits came as a shock.
That's a pretty hefty hike to drop that on the 31st of July and say it goes into effect on the 1st of August. Not giving anyone much notice on that, it was kind of a little bit of a shock, and I think they kind of step back from that now saying, okay, we need to discuss this and make sure everybody understands why we're doing it and where we're coming from.
Police responded to a Moorhead apartment Monday night where a woman reported being assaulted by two men she knew. Two children were still inside the unit. Shots were exchanged when officers tried to make contact. More gunfire followed and both men were shot. One died at the scene, the other later at a hospital. In other headlines, Mayor Jacob Frey is expected to propose ending double-time overtime pay for Minneapolis police officers as part of his proposed 2026 city budget today. The policy, introduced in 2022 to address staffing shortages, paid officers twice their hourly rate for certain shifts under critical staffing overtime. It's estimated ending double-time will save the city around $3.5 million. Staffing at the Minneapolis Police Department has reached its highest level in years. Two young performers have been cast as the leads of the pre-Broadway world premiere stage adaptation of Purple Rain. Meet Chris Collins, who will make his professional stage debut in the lead role of the kid, and Rachel Webb, who will co-star as Apollonia in the first look rehearsal of Take Me With You. This is MNN.